hats off to Mr. Romney and a lot of the staff that we have. They're the reason why a lot of stuff is working.
It's fantastic. Thank you. It's exciting to see the progression.
Yeah, I enjoy this a lot more. Like, my mornings, they fly by. I'm bouncing around, checking what's going on. It's a little bit crazy at times, but they're doing good work.
Yeah.
And they like it.
But the commercials were exciting. I know myself, my son came home one day asking me for a wig. You need a wig for school? What are you doing?
The kids bring candy, which is risky in here because I might find my hands in the candy. But there's time, there's army guys on the walls. It's all
fantastic,
over the place. But it's controlled.
Some of the exciting things we're going to do to tie this together, too, the videos that he's creating now are going to go onto the new website. So that when we get those things up and running, the kids are going to want to go on and share that with their parents. And then you bring in traffic to the website. We communicate our message out. We share what we have going on. Plus, I love the tie with what Mrs. Beauchef's doing for the Kindness Committee. Mm-hmm. The videos you saw both had that same social message to the kids about, you know, acceptance of each other, peer pressure, some of that modeling going on, too. So I love the fact that we're starting to tie those messages together and be more consistent with the kids.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else in visitor recognition and audience participation?
We are hoping right now that we should be able to ready to launch it in the next couple of weeks. I know Mr. Backer's been working on his end. I've been working on mine. Mr. Rongy's got a component of it. We all went through the training about probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. And so what we've done now is they integrated all the old content. It's come over from the old site, but we're just trying to make sure that we get everything to where we're comfortable. Right now, I mean, we can launch it today, and it's already, I'd say, significantly improved from what we had as far as the amount of information that's on there. For instance, you'll find every issue of Mr. Backer's newspapers already uploaded on that site, all the way to we have a video of Mackenzie winning the spelling bee. So we're ready to go. I would say probably in the next week or two, we'll have that site up and running. No, the company serves as that back support for us as far as keeping the site current. You know, I got to be honest, I learned about all the different regulations that come with a website. I never knew websites have to be handicapped. There's laws, there's regulations on that. So that if you put a picture up on your website, you better have the caption for what that picture is. And if you don't, your website and your company could actually be fined for not being accessible to people with visual impairments. So they're helping us on that back end. Everything from every file we put on has to be rich text format as well. Because someone, again, if they can't read that file based upon what we put on, we could be in a violation there. So they're going to help us with being able to host videos. Right now there's active videos that we're going to put on there, everything from class day to all the different activities that are going on. But each group, for instance, Mr. Jones is going to be responsible for making sure the Roosevelt website is working the way that he wants it to work. Obviously, he's going to work hand-in-hand with Mr. Rongy. Mr. Carquito at the high school is going to work hand-in-hand with Mrs. Ross, making sure that and Mr. Backer, making sure that their site's up and running. Mr. Studer is going to play a vital role in that, too. So it's going to be a combined effort. And my end, it's going to be my responsibility to take care of the Board of Education site, so including all the agendas, minutes. Well, I'm excited there because I think we needed to take a little of the load off of Mrs. Ross, too. That was a lot of work for one person to do, and I think with us forming that group, we're going to see some pretty good results.
Anything else? Let's move on. Any old business to bring before the board? We'll move on to new business. Finance Committee, Mr. Hannon, chairperson.
I don't know if I'll get a good report as Mr. Rongy. We had a meeting on April 10th at 3:05. It was a two-hour meeting. Participants with myself and Jody Clace, our committee, Mr. Johnson, and Superintendent O'Connell. We went over a multitude of things. I'm going to try to go over quickly. First of all, we had a little tax history and levy consideration from our treasurer. We spent a lot of time on that. There's a lot of puzzles, pieces of the puzzle we're trying to fit together. That's what our problem is. What levies do we look at passive? What do we keep? Where are we going to be? We talk about our football field. Where's it going to be located? What will be included? We have to have a plan of action. If we're not going down there, what are we doing here? What's going on? We've got to have some clarity what we want to do. and to what expense? And obviously, to the, I guess if you call the grand cost could be $5 or $6 million. It could be a couple hundred thousand if we dress it up to $300,000, the existing football field. Also the land down below, we're looking, we're close. That land, just for clarity, is gonna be bought if we put a stadium there or not. That land, that 33 acres now, is it?
36.
36 acres. It's just in case, because obviously we do have some problems. Our school is old and we do have some deterioration. I don't know what the more is gonna bring. It won't be in my lifetime. But if we ever have to move, we wanted some land. You can't make more land. So that's gonna be purchased. We also talked about the sale of the grade school land. I call it the grade school property. We know we can get 14 lots there, and it could also bring in 14 homes to pay tax dollars to us. And it's a win-win for the village, we think. Correct. So with some clarity, we have to look at that. We have some water problems, we know, by the gym and the Blue Devil room, utility room. We've been putting off repair until we decide we're doing with the football field. So we don't want to do something, we're there. We've got to make some decisions. We have to get this repair done this summer. Some decisions, some concrete decisions have to be made. That's our recommendation. You agree with that? Also, we talked about the swimming pool. Can we allow it to have it stay empty? In life, if you own it, you maintain it. So I don't know if we should fill the pool with water, fill it with concrete. Is there a way using geothermal? There's a possible way we could use that for power. And goes inside with that is the elevator. We talk about a handicap elevator by the basketball because we have the aging population. We want to go down one lower level if we have the pool. So we've got to make some decisions. So what we've suggested to do, we have like a checklist that we're going to pass out. And we're talking about them every meeting. If there's no report, because all of us, you know, we get A, B, and C items on our desk, and all of a sudden the C items, we forget about it for 2 or 3 months. Some of this has been forgotten too long. So we talked in great deal about this. Again, it was a 2-hour meeting, and the consensus was that no intention, but we're not doing some of the things we should be doing or getting it done as quickly as we can. Now, we have another football season coming up. We've got to make up our mind. We've got all kind of drawings. That comes from all the board, just not Jody and I. Jody, you want to make any comments on that? I mean, that was one of our consensus we talked.
No, I mean, I guess I couldn't have said it better. We, as a board, have to come together and start to make some decisions.
So sometimes indecision costs more money than decision. So we're trying to look at the proper way of spending our monies, and also the levies, because it's tough to pass the levies if we're not sure what we're doing yet. So a lot of indecision, and we're going to be better. We're going to be better. We allocated money for the elevator. Talked about that 2 years ago. We talked about fixing the back of the, I guess it would be the back wall. Something's got to be done. So through our different committees, and all this is all boards. This is not one or two or three of us. We've got to sit down and evaluate it. And again, I do have a checklist. And another thing, they did talk about, obviously the levy's coming up. They talked about some of the, we started a capital projects fund, and some of the recent things were done, the band bleachers, the boiler room, boiler waterproofing, the wireless initiative, Chromebooks and carts, ADA gym restrooms, floor scrubber, cafeteria tables, bus radios, fire panel, elementary fire alarm updates. Also, as we speak right now, there's a bid out to fix the stage position. We've had some deterioration there, and also the security cameras. That would be for the high school. The grade school is in pretty good shape. Now, there's a list of other things that I'm not going to go into. That's happened in the past, but we are constantly looking at a 1-3-5-year plan. So no matter what happens, we can check off things, get it done to meet your needs. And I will present this to, it will be on the next meeting for to put in. You can keep it for your own ideas. I'm going to bring it every week. We also talk more about the gymnasium. There's not one basketball picture up. So we think maybe if it's a gymnasium, for all the success we have, we at least have a couple of basketball pictures. Nothing to expect to track or football, but something. And that's being worked on right now with Mr. Krumpak. I don't know who's on his committee.
Yeah, Mr. Krumpak's going to start what we're going to look at. It's called the Athletic Council. He's going to be inviting all the head coaches to sit down with him before the year's out not only to address, just, you know, get a chance to look at all our programs, where they're going, what their needs are, what their desires are from that sense, all the way from their equipment to just additional thoughts they have on how to grow their programs. But one of the areas that we do want to tackle is the gymnasium. He's brought in a couple of different people to work on designs. We think there's a way that we can clean it up in there, but really class it up a little bit too. And if you've been to some of these newer schools, you've seen some of the displays and all the things that they've done. So, yeah, we got to take a look. We really think current trophies are one of the things we're going to focus on, and then create areas within the school for each sport to focus on some of the past trophies. I know it sounds almost silly, but we've got some. I mean, you walk the halls, there's so many trophies. Some of these sports are so successful that we actually deal with that. It's like, well, where do we put all these awards? So we got to find some designated spots for each sport to show their to showcase that. But in the front of that gym, really kind of focus on current things that are going on and highlight each sport with their most current team, any achievements they've had that year. I'd like to see team pictures for all of them up there. This year's football team, this year's basketball team, this year's baseball team, any current trophies. And then we've also talked about honoring the special teams we've had in every sport, from state championships all the way through to finding a unique way to honor those groups of athletes. So he's got a lot of things on his plate, but I think he's ready to bring those people in and get all the head coaches together and have that conversation.
So our suggestion again is we have some kind of a work session and discuss it one at a time. You know, they wait for the football. Everybody's waiting. Just let's discuss it and end it one way or the other. I mean, then we'll move as a team and move forward. But doing nothing is not acceptable. And we're all guilty. I'm guilty as anybody because I got a million things going in my mind too. But so we put it down in writing, Jody and I, and of course, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Connell, and we'll present it. And I hope your participation. I hope you're open minded looking at every option. So all this board's ever asked in the last 3 years is give every option before we make a move. Because you can't redo it. So we're committed. Again, 2-hour meeting, Jody. I can, you know, you can add. I'm sure I missed a lot. I'm sure I did as best I could sum it up.
I think you covered it all, though. I don't remember anything else being discussed. A lot of it was spent on the levy discussion.
And we could talk for an hour on that, but I think that's another time when we have here too. No, this is good.
Well, the information on the current levy was one thing we did talk about significantly too. The money that's being set aside in each of those areas, all the way that was highlighted in the Schoolhouse News, from the HVAC to the technology to transportation, to some really important infrastructure things that are constantly going on.
And the sinking funds we put away to make sure if there is a computer situation, we're putting money away each year to keep us to be the best. Our goal is to be the best in the state. Are we there yet? No. But there's no reason if you're input. If we have a plan, we can't accomplish it. And that's our attitude. If we don't know about it, we can't solve it. So I guess that's the end of my report if you want to add anything else. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Now I'll move on to the first item of business under finance. It's the treasurer's financial report for March of 2018, which consists of the check register, financial summary, and the bank reconciliation. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannon and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
Yeah, we all received from Mr. Johnson's 11-page report on all the ins and outs of the costs, et cetera, and it's wrinkly, but it's really interesting for me, but it will be online for us to look at that. I'm not doing a great deal. You do a great job as always.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenich?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzella?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the Auditor of State's Office to prepare the district's GAAP financial statements for the years ending June 30, 2018. A copy of which that engagement is attached to Exhibit A to this agenda. On the recommendation of the district treasurer, a call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannah and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
I make this motion to bring it forward for discussion because I think that you have to explain this. I can't.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you.
This service adjusts our records for expenditures and revenues that have already kind of been made in the prior year.
So it's a requirement that you know your actual situation rather than your cash balance, which we tend to look at cash balance at the end of the year, which at the end of this year, we expect about a 5.5 in the operating funds. But of that 5.5, we owe salaries over the summer. So there's an effort made to, and it's generally not for districts that are in good financial shape, but oftentimes you're actually in the red, even though you may have a little bit of cash balance. So what this does is it's called gap accounting. It accrues all those expenses to the prior, or to the year that it should be, and then shows your balance from there. So generally, almost required by the state of Ohio, although there are a few districts that don't gap their books, but it's not a real good practice not to do this. So we do this every year generally. So we work through the auditor state. There's a separation of auditor state. Local government services does the gap auditing, and then the state auditors do the financial audit. Financial audit looks more into how have you booked everything and have you put it in all the right funds in the right accounts, and were there any errors, over or unders on anything of any significance. So we just received our last audit, and it's in very good shape. Nothing but a few comments. So that's what this is about. Sorry.
Oh, that's fine. That should be GAAP instead of GAPP. Yeah. I just read that for the first time. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item of business is a resolution to approve the purchase and sale agreement between 2M Services LLC and the Board of Education of McDonough Local School District, the amount of $25,000. A copy of that contract is attached as Exhibit B to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannon and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Any discussion upon the motion?
Yeah, if you'd like.
I need to have that. I think piece of
One of the, we saw an opportunity about, I'd say about 2 or 3 weeks ago, when the land that's basically right across from the water tower on the corner of McDonald and 6 went for sale. The location of that land and the existing garage that sits on it became very attractive to us as to whether we could use that for, right now, a maintenance facility, which would enable us to take out everything from the pickup truck that we park inside the school right now to the lawnmowers, snow blowers, everything that kind of becomes compact and it's some very small storage areas that we have in both buildings, and as well as chemicals that are probably better off if they're not in a building. We have kids roaming around all the time. But it's also a unique opportunity because of the proximity of the location. So when the opportunity came up to take a look at this, as well as looking at a potential bus garage and a parking place for our buses. This year, for those of you that don't know, someone said this to me the other day, said, I had no idea we were parking our buses in Girard. They said they followed one of our buses and they went right into that lot. This year we had an agreement with Girard City Schools. We parked our buses in their bus garage and they handled the maintenance side of our busing. Unfortunately, they've also sent us a letter right now that they are canceling that service for next year. So we will be looking again to find a location to not only store our buses, but potentially find a new mechanic to service those as well. I've had some conversation with Girard. I haven't closed the book on the mechanic side yet, but they said that as of this time, they're adding one additional bus to their fleet, and they do not believe they'll have the maneuverability in their lot to continue to store our buses there. So this land right here is an ideal location for us to be able to park our buses and also provide the security that we need, being in such a close location compared to the lot that we used to use farther up the road there where there was not a lot of traffic for us. So very unique opportunity for us to take advantage of.
The contract, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, the contract is structured like a traditional real estate contract. So we signed the contract tonight, and we'll have a 90-day period to do due diligence and check title and environmental and all those kinds of things. And then we have an obligation to close within 150 days. So when someone in town tells you Wednesday night we bought property, we didn't buy property. We signed a contract.
comments I'd like to make. This is not the first piece of land we looked at. We looked at several, and I'm not going to mention the spots. When we went in fiscal emergency, the grade school property was, multiple people thought they should sell it because it would bring money into the village, to the back to the school. And the school board at that time thought, no, just in case we needed it for a bus garage or whatever, they kept it, and I support that. Getting this puzzle together, just in case now we have an opportunity, if we use that for what we think we can, just getting the chemicals out and the gas away from the kids is wonderful. To use it as a bus garage, we can market that piece of property. And believe me, it'll probably be a $200,000 or $300,000 swing the next 5 to 10 years. And also a, you know, $20,000 to $30,000 a year coming in on tax base, plus possibly having more students. So it's a win-win for everybody. So it's a business decision. And I couldn't be happier with this decision. So I would hope we all support this. And Jody agreed with me, I opened that right.
I agree with you, Tom.
That's one of the comments.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Capizzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagnich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We now move to Personnel Committee. Mrs. Clace, chairperson.
The only thing that I have to report this evening is that we have accepted the resignation from our treasurer, and wish him the best of luck on his retirement. And with that, we obviously have announced and have accepted resumes. And today was the closing date of that. So we'll keep everybody posted. But that's a very important position that we are looking to fill. And that's it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. First item of business is a resolution to issue a 1-year, 220-day contract from August 1st, 2018 through July 31st, 2019 at the agreed salary to Gary Carquito at 546 dyslexia, Illinois Avenue, McDonald, Ohio, as Principal McDonald Local High School as per the contracts and benefits. A copy of that contract, I believe, is attached to the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayson?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagnich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capizzello?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the parental leave for Danica Rongi from May 9th, 2018 through January 14th, 2019. Upon recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayson?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capizzello?
Yes.
Mr. Sagnich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to hire the following personnel on 1-year supplemental contracts for the 2018-2019 school year, pending certification and BCII FBI background checks. It's for the individuals stated in the agenda for the positions and at the compensation stated. Upon the resolution of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayson?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Sagnich?
Yes.
Mr. Capizzello?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next resolution is a resolution to non-renew all supplemental contracts, substitute contracts, and federal grant contracts for the 2017-2018 school year. As the notation says, it's a housekeeping action and no way reflects upon job performance of the individuals. Upon a recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayson?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagnich?
Yes.
Mr. Capizzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Our next item is a resolution to approve a contract with Student Protective Agency for the student accident coverage for the 2018-2019 school year. A copy of that contract is attached as Exhibit C to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? How does this price-wise compare with what we've had in the past?
I don't think there's any significant increase at all. There are programs out there that are trying to, I don't want to say capitalize on the current situation we're in, but this is the same setup that we've used. So.
Okay, thank you. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the 8th grade field trip to Washington, D.C. on April 29th, 2018 through May 1st, 2018 under the guidance of high school teacher Chuck Mooney. Students traveling will excuse from classes April 30th, 2018 and May 1st, 2018. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. I'm glad that was unanimous. Next item of business is a resolution approving the 12th grade students eligible for graduation from McDonald High School on May 26, 2018. Those individuals are listed on Exhibit D to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. And our final item of business is a resolution to approve the following personnel for professional leave. It's for the individuals listed, for the events listed, and for the on the dates listed, and for the amounts listed in the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Five yes.
Motion carries. We move to the Program and Policy Committee. Mrs. Higgins, chairperson.
No new news to report, just throw out some tweaking of existing policies.
Okay. And we move to our first item of business, which is a resolution to approve the OSBA services agreement from February 1st, 2018 through January 31st, 2019 at the cost of $875 for policy updates. A copy of that agreement is attached as Exhibit E to the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capizello. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Our next item is a resolution authorizing the McDonald Board of Education to enter into a contract with the Village of McDonald for the use of the Woodland Park Pavilion for the picnics on the dates listed in the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capizello. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the first reading of the policies set forth in the agenda. There's a bunch of them.
You're not going to read all those?
Not tonight. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capizello. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next, we move to the Buildings and Ground Committee. Mr. Capizello? Anything for us tonight?
Nothing new. We have the two bids. The same date for both of them?
Yes, we have meetings this Friday. I believe the first one's at 1 o'clock, second one's at 2. So I can't remember. I think security cameras are first for the bid opening at 1 o'clock. The stage project, then we'll open those bids at 2.
And then are we planning on having a special council meeting, or special meeting up to
approve? Yeah, we will be looking at that point, yes. Once GPD has a chance to sit down, we'll go through all the bids together, make sure that we have all the necessary information. Then we'll be looking to get everybody together and accept those so that we can. The goal is to start June 2nd. The last day with teachers is June 1st, so we'd like to have June 2nd. We'd like to have these projects be ready to roll so we can make sure they're done before we come back.
And then the only other thing was, I guess we probably installed some of those, the door bolts.
I had that in my update. Yeah, the bobo sticks have been starting to be installed at the high school right now. Mr. Amicone is taking care of those throughout the day, so he's doing a great job. Had a little bit of learning period at first, but now he's got the right tools that he needs. I want to thank Mrs. Mills. His husband donated one of the drills that he uses in a construction sense, so we got to thank him. And Mr. Amicone has been using that. It created a lot easier environment for him. So, but those are going in, and just so you guys know, and I know obviously you don't do it for this, but it's nice when you do get some positive publicity. But the Tribune did present the Board of Education with an orchid. They do their orchids and onions on Saturdays, and the board was given an orchid for the security cameras and the bolo sticks for security measures. So
we got lucky on the camera timing then.
Yeah.
No, I don't think there's anything else besides that. No.
Okay, thank you. Move to Treasurer's Report. Mr. Johnson?
Nothing further. Next month is the five-year forecast update from the beginning of the year. We're still in pretty good shape for the end of the year being almost exactly where we had planned. That's the only thing upcoming. Next year, though, I would look for a fairly large insurance increase. That's one heads up, because looking at the consortium's balance, it's been basically plummeting. And we already had, I think it was a 7.5, wasn't it?
Correct.
Last year.
Percent increase.
We look for maybe another 10 this year, maybe. So it depends on, obviously, what happens over the next coming months, but it's a little nerve-wracking right now.
Yes, it is.
Consortium's trying to be aggressive in that approach, too, to gain new members, too. So we are looking at some schools in Trumbull County that aren't currently affiliated with that consortium and see if we can start to encourage their involvement, because we believe that will, the more people you bring into the pool, the more buying power you get, and it just becomes a little bit more stable.
So we're going to cut them a deal coming in and make it up later on?
I hope not.
Make it up on us at first.
Yeah.
Kevin, what's the benefit to schools in Trumbull County not joining together? Why would a school stay on its own? Like, is there money to be made to be saved? What is the thought process?
I think often it's more control. They have more control over what they're doing, and I think sometimes you do see a short cycle advantage in the cost. But then, obviously, the fewer people you have in your pool, the more a great year, you're going to do great. You might get a premium holiday, but when things go bad, you don't have the additional people to absorb that loss. So we do have a couple districts that kind of have been on their own traditionally, so I know there's some conversation with them of seeing if they're willing to come in. We actually spoke with Andy Brenner, who is the state's senator who's in charge of the education committee. We had a chance to speak to him this week, and we talked about trying to gain some traction, maybe in a statewide insurance pool. Even from the county, we have some leverage, but we can obviously have significantly more if we can get it in a larger setting. So I don't know that was as well received as we had hoped, but he said it's a conversation they've had, but never seemed to gain any traction out of Columbus. So we're gonna continue that push and see if we can add to that buying power.
So who does the put? Is just superintendents coming together to try to get other schools?
Yeah, and more superintendents, treasurers, all working together, trying to encourage that and sell the benefits of the consortium.
Seems too simple to be true.
Okay, we'll move on then to the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. A lot of the items are already covered, so that's good. I wanted to take just a moment, and recognize Mr. McClary, who passed away. Obviously, a tremendous amount of service to this district from teaching, coaching, his work on the board, his work within the community. So I wanted to take that moment. It was good to see a lot of teachers, a lot of faces at the services for him. I've included in your packet, you'll find a note from Mrs. McCleary, who thanks everybody for her support and, you know, the support for the family. And she puts in there, she thanks us for allowing him to come and visit. Because if you work here, you know that Mr. McCleary definitely paid visits. Her quote was, often he'd forget that we actually were working, and he wasn't. But she really was grateful for all the support that the family got. So I wanted just to start with that. So second on my list is the schoolhouse news went out. Part of our strategic plan, we talked about putting that schoolhouse news back into play. So I think it hit people's mailboxes this weekend, maybe Friday, Saturday. I do have an extra 100 copies coming here, so we'll make sure teachers that don't live in the district get a copy in their mailbox. Youngstown Print Shop handled the design for us, and I think they did an amazing job. But it's a tool that we want to use at least probably twice a year. But if we put it out, we want to make sure we have relevant things. We just don't want to put it out there for anything. So I was excited to get that out there. And, you know, thank our district leadership team. That was part of their ideas, is to get that schoolhouse news back up and running. So thank you to Mr. Jones, Mr. Carpito for their input into that, and Mr. Root wrote a big part of that for the Positive Impact Day that's coming up in the 100-year celebration with the village. Website I had on there, we already gave an update real quick on that, so we don't have to go back. I had the camera and stage update, so we should be good to go. End of the year testing is in full swing at both Roosevelt Elementary and at the high school. So far, I'm going to knock on wood right now, we've seen great results. We haven't had any significant issues. The only issue we had so far was a state issue. The state's website crashed. Not that shocked too many of us. But I want to thank everybody in this district and Mr. Studer for making sure that we were prepared. So no, we have no issues on our end, and we're confident that teachers have and the kids will show some great results. Update to the last meeting, I wanted to give you a quick volleyball update. I've met with Mr. Krumpak. For next year, we are fully ready to go to have games on the schedule. Again, when I say games, they're not going to be league sanctioned because we were too late to get in for next year. But we will have volleyball games on the schedule for both a junior high team as well as a varsity volleyball squad. I think even in the junior high right now, the number he told me is anywhere between 15 and 20 games are scheduled. So we got a really nice opportunity to see if these programs are sustainable. So that's something we're going to continue to work on. And we have foreign language interviews will be held tomorrow. We have four candidates, which I was actually happy we have four. And we have a wide variety of things that we have an opportunity to look at, everywhere from additional Spanish instruction. One candidate was a Spanish/math teacher. You don't find someone who's Spanish and also 712 math very often. We have one Italian teacher. We have one French teacher. So, you know, some different things for us to look at, so we're excited about that. So Mr. Carquito, Mrs. Boshep, and myself will be doing those interviews tomorrow afternoon, and then I'll get a report back to you guys. Bolo 6, as we said, already being installed as we speak. So far, the feedback from the teachers that I've talked to have them in the room are pretty, I don't know, Mr. Senate, did you get yours in yet?
Just started today.
Okay. I mean, it's just that quick added level of extra security. Is it a fail-proof? No, of course not, but we're buying time. And I think with our law enforcement being as close as they are and as readily available, I think if we can buy time, that's what we're looking to do. So that's all I have.
Thank you. Any items for board discussion? Hearing none, we're going to move to entertain a motion to go into executive session at 7:50 p.m., and the items for discussion in an executive session is A2, employment. So we will entertain a motion at this time.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and second by Mrs. Clayce to go into executive session. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenish?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We'll go into executive session. I think we're just going to do that right here.